Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Pesachim 25. This shiur is sponsored in memory of Leah Bat Yitzchak Meir. So we're looking at Pesachim 25, talking about being healed from anywhere. The Gemara says, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babylonia, to Bavel, he transmitted a teaching in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. A person may be healed with anything except a cure that involves idol worship, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, immorality, or shfichas damim, or murder. These, of course, are the big things. Three things, Yaharog ve'al Yavar, three things that you have to die for, rather to be involved in. Well, anyway, we should never know from such things. But in general, the idea being that healing can really come from anywhere. You think about in our life, you think about in our days, you think about in our set weeks and months and years of our lives. So often, so many times, things come unexpectedly out of nowhere. Especially when we need help, or especially when we need healing in some area, it really comes out of nowhere. How many times do, lo aleinu, people have to go to a shiva or a funeral, and they might not have even been so close to the person, but the person who's an avel, the person who's a mourner, says, Nichamti, you have consoled me. On some level, you have comforted me, you have helped me. It's so nice to hear how X was at work. It's so nice to hear how Y was in business. I had no idea what he was like in the school, in the office, in the hospital. I had no idea the effect he made. You have healed me, you have consoled me, you have comforted me. Sometimes you might not even have such a close affiliation with a person, even not dealing with death, lo aleinu. But someone might have mentally unhealthy things, or someone might have eating problems, or mental problems, or afflictions, or addictions, or diseases. And other people, not even people close to them, even a stranger to their lives, is able to bring healing, is able to bring help to them. That's the whole idea of a sponsor in these 12-step programs. Someone that's been there, that's been in those people's shoes, a gambler or a drinker, they need a sponsor. They need someone help to bring that healing. It might not be so expected. A person I've never met in my life, he doesn't know me, but really he does know you. Really, he does understand you. Really, he can get you because he himself has been there in those places. And any addiction, any affliction, any really disease, a person who's been there and is more on the recovery process than the other person is able to help them and lend a hand. Because sometimes healing could come from anywhere and it could come from everywhere. Obviously, the Gemara points out, a person can be healed with anything except for the big three, not involved in aspects of relationships or things involving but in general in life, understand that healing can come from anyone and can come from everywhere. Hashem has multiple ways to help a person, to heal a person. And if someone needs help or healing, it could be done in many different aspects. There are many different organizations for many different aspects. If it's different aspect of anything, there's many organizations out there. You could Google it, you could look for it, you could find it, but there's always help for everyone, no matter what they need in all of their days. And we should all only know from good things every single day as well. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 26 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.